Blog Talk Radio.
My show since I've been on the air.
Hey, today's weather is a great day outside today, especially here in the ATL. I know I got some friends in Jersey that listens to the show every day, and a big shout out to you guys. But I know it's not 80 degrees there. I know you're hanging out and cooking barbecue and all, but it's not 80 degrees there. But it is here, okay? I'm not rubbing it in. I'm just saying, y'all need to be back in the ATL. And tomorrow, we're looking at 84 degrees tomorrow with sunny and partly cloudy skies. Wednesday, high of 85. Thursday, a high of 87. Friday, excuse me, a high of 89 degrees. It's going to be hot on Friday, guys. And we're looking at night, we're looking at 60 degrees. Which is actually perfect at night. You know, you have your long sleeve on and just hanging out. You know, I have a camping pit in my backyard, and I'll go buy wood just like for the fireplace. And I have friends over, and we'll sit out back and start a fire with that wood in the fire pit. And man, you know, during this time of year, or when it really starts to get hot and the mosquitoes come out and all this, that fire and that smoke from the fire keeps the mosquitoes away. Okay? And that's just what we do, right? Okay, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in at any time. I don't care. And comment on today's episode. Now, today's word of the day is cousin. I'm sorry, that's not right. It's cousin. Cousin. Not that kind of cousin, but this is the way it has the pronunciation. It's a verb, and it's cousin, cousin, C-O-Z-E-N, cousin, all right? And the definition of, the first definition of it is to deceive, win over, or induce to do something by artful coaxing and wheedling or shrewd trickery. To deceive, win over, or induce to do something by artful coaxing, wheedling, or shrewd trickery. Okay? And then the second definition is to gain by artful coaxing and tricky deception. So that's cousin. Cousin, I'm sorry, cousin. Cousin, it looks like cousin, C-O-Z-E-N, but the pronunciation is cousin, all right? Cousin, to gain by artful coaxing or trickery, tricky deception, cousin. So that's one that you guys can stick in your head and add to your unlimited vocabulary. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I see a few more people are joining the show right now, and welcome to the show, guys. I have a great topic for you tonight. You're live right here with the Frank Williams Show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. At any time, while you're up on the show, you can press that number one, and I'll put you on the air. All right? And today's topic is the Mayweather fight. I want my money back. What about you? Now, the reason I wanted to do this is because everybody's been asking me, Frank, what do you think about the fight? Frank, what do you think about the fight? Yesterday, I was in Rome, okay, Rome, Georgia, and my brother-in-law and I, we had to go to a Lowe's to get some screws. That's a long story. But anyway, while we were in Lowe's, we started talking about the fight. On the way to Lowe's, we started talking about the fight. We get to Lowe's, and, of course, someone's in there, and they asked me about the fight. What did I think about the fight last night? Like, the fight was a bust. I mean, they charge us $100 for the fight, okay, to watch it at home. And I didn't pay $100, but I shared in the cost with my brother-in-law. I went to his house and watched it with them, and, you know, and we split the cost. So I paid $50 for the fight last night. I mean, Saturday night. All right? And, you know, $50 isn't a lot of money, but $50 is a lot of money. You with me? $50 is not a lot of money, but it's a lot of money, especially to pay for a fight, and then you feel like you didn't get your money's worth. It's like paying for a bottle at the beverage store. Pay for a bottle. You come home and you start to you take your drink out of that bottle. Then you're trying to put it back in the well, I keep my bottles in the freezer. But you're trying to put the bottle in the freezer and drop it on the floor and crash, it breaks. I mean, you know, $40 for a bottle is not a lot of money, but it's a lot of money, especially when something like that happens to your $40. Right? And that's what I feel, that's how I feel about my $50 that I paid to watch the fight. And it wasn't a fight. I mean, the fight that was right before the main event, that was the best fight of the night to me. If Mayweather and Pacquiao had fought the way those featherweights fought right before them, man, now that would have been worth the ticket of admission, right? But you know what? I feel bad about everybody, you know, spending their money and this and that and going to the fight or watching the fight or going to someone's house and watching the fight or paying to go watch the fight. I feel bad for us because I'm one of those. Because we didn't get our money's worth. Now, I remember back in the day when Mike Tyson was fighting and you had to watch it on pay-per-view. And it was $49.99 to watch the Mike Tyson fight. And we felt like, man, that was outrageous. $50 to watch the fight. Okay. Now it's $100 to watch the fight. And then back in the day when you watched the Mike Tyson fight, they only lasted one round. But, hey. You saw some fighting, right? You saw some licks, some blows thrown. You saw somebody get decked and fall out. You saw somebody get knocked out. I mean, you're like, he'll come from right field with that right hand and bang! Oh, you jump up, he's out. He's out. But Saturday night, come on, man. That was horrible. I say that was horrible. What about you? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on tonight's episode. And then, you know, you got all these celebrities that you saw coming into the fight. I mean, these are who's who in America, right? I'll name a few. You know, I saw Robert De Niro, I saw Michael Strahan, Michael Jordan, I saw who did I say Robert De Niro? Wasn't Denzel Washington was there? Mark Wahlberg. I mean, these big money people. And then I also heard that the front row seats were $80,000. You could sit way up in the top of the thing for $4,000. You could sit down here on the floor for $80,000. 80 grand. Charles Barkley was there, Magic Johnson, Reggie Miller, some of the big names. They got it like that, right? They can do that. If I had it like that, I probably wouldn't have gone to the Mayweather fight. I probably would have stayed in my hotel room and watched it on TV instead of paying the 80 grand. That's just me. Hey, I have a caller from the 919 area code, the first three digits are 637. Caller, you live on the show with Frank Williams. Hey, who is this? Where you calling from?
Frank, what's going on? This is Justin.
Hey, what's up, Justin?
What's going on, man? I agree with you about the money. The fight was not worth the money. But as far as watching the fight, I saw exactly what I expected to see. I expected to see Mayweather dodge punches all night and land the few punches that he landed. He was accurate, and he dodged all night. Pacquiao couldn't hit him. And it was exactly what I expected, because I've been – all the fights that I've seen Mayweather fight, it's the same way. It's the same thing. I'm glad that I didn't come out of my pocket for it, though, because it's not worth it.
Yeah. Now, did you think that was the way that Pacquiao was going to fight?
Say that again now.
I said, did you think that was the way that Pacquiao was going to come out and fight?
No, I expected Pacquiao to be more aggressive than what he was, but then again, the punches, he was trying to throw punches, but he couldn't hit Mayweather, so I could see it like probably getting to his head like, man, what do I do? Because I cannot catch this man.
Yeah. Well, I kind of saw that too, but I'm wondering, you know, and for me, I always think that these guys, I mean, this is entertainment, and you got people paying to come see you. You got to entertain your folks.
You right.
So I Tyson always got in the ring, you know, he wanted to knock somebody's ass out. So
yeah.
he wanted to give people what they paid for, what you paid to come see me, knock somebody out, and I'm gonna go in there and try to knock somebody out. Right? I know Mayweather not a big knockout artist or thing like that, but still.
I thought it was gonna be better than what it was too. I did. I actually thought Mayweather was gonna actually fight back. You know,
yeah.
I thought he was gonna actually stand in there at times and brawl with Pacquiao. But then when he did it didn't surprise me. You know, part of me was actually, you know, I was amazed at the way that he can dodge punches. You know.
Yeah. But you know, if you kind of look back at like when Sugar Ray Leonard was boxing with Sugar Ray Leonard and Hearns fought. Them guys, Sugar Ray Leonard, I mean, they were, you know, he he was a big time, you know, he could dodge punches and all that. But he also wanted to show people that he wasn't just a pretty boy. He could box and he could jab and he could get in there and fight.
Right.
And that's what they did. They, you know, them guys fought back in the day, man. Now these people want to get in there. They want that money.
That's it. Really all it was about, man. That's really all it was, because this fight would have happened 6 years ago if it wasn't about the money.
Yeah. And that's how I feel. Hey, Justin, I appreciate you calling in, man. Stick around. Hang on. Keep listening to the show.
All right, now.
All right. So again, just like, you know, maybe Justin Wright, maybe some people were expecting. I've seen clips of Floyd Mayweather. I never really watched any of his fights. I think he's arrogant, and I guess you have to have some arrogance in you to keep your confidence up and things like that. You have to. But I think it's also a time when you can talk. I remember when we used to go different places around Atlanta and play basketball, and it was guys that come in the gym, they got on the sneakers, they got on the socks, they got on the wristbands, they got a Michael Jordan jersey on, all this stuff, right? And they're like, okay, he dude got on all the get up, and he talking a mile a minute. Mile a minute. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I got him. This is who I'm checking. I got him tonight. This is who I'm checking. And the dude can't play a lick. Can't play a lick. I mean, can hardly dribble. Y'all with me? So, and where he come in there and just run his mouth like crazy. Okay? So, you know, I see people like that, and I always say, hey, when you come into place like that and you running your mouth, they usually can't play a lick. Okay? They usually the guys that run their mouth a lot, not really, or don't really have the skills that they say they have. Okay? That they say they have. So, I know Floyd Mayweather is a good boxer and all, but Saturday, I think, was his time to show people that he could box and he could fight. We wanted to see a fight. I wanted to see a fight. I'm going to tell you about me. I wanted to see him brawl. I wanted to see him brawl like the guys that were fighting right before them. Them guys that fought right before them, they were brawling, kicking each other's butts. I mean, it was not pretty. But that's boxing. That's fighting. This was a fight. But these guys, you know, I was told that Mayweather got $180 million, Pacquiao got $120 million. These guys split $300 million. Now, I guess out of his $180 million or whatever, he got 50 of mine. Well, you know, hey, you know, yeah, and if you think about it like this, you had everybody paying $100 to see the fight. This how much money was made. You have everybody paying $100 to see the fight. $100, you know, $300 million, which is what the fighters split up, divided by $100, okay? How many people is that? That's 3 million people, right? 3 million people paying $100 to give you, what, 30 million people maybe. I don't know. What is it, 30 million people? Let me do the math real quick. 30 million people, let's see. I want to see how many people you have to have. 100 times 30, 3,000, 30,000 equals 1, 2, 3, 30 million. Okay. $100 times 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 is, my calculator won't go that high. But anyway, y'all get the picture. It's not really that to make up that $300 million. It's really not. And I guarantee you, it was probably $1 billion made off that Mayweather fight. $1 billion. Easy. That's a lot of cash for a below average fight. Hey, thanks, guys, for listening to the show. I got about a minute left in the show. I appreciate you guys. New time now, 6:30 p.m. every day, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, take care of yourself, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. See you.